You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Judaism 101. In part two of this podcast, you will learn the origins of Judaism and basic Jewish beliefs. The origins of Judaism. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, known as the patriarchs, were both the physical and spiritual ancestors of Judaism. They founded the religion now known as Judaism, and their descendants are the Jewish people. Abraham was born under the name Abram in the city of Ur of the Chaldees to Terah, an idol merchant. From his early childhood, he questioned the faith of his father and sought the truth. He came to believe that the entire universe was the work of a single creator, and he began to teach this belief to others. In the morning when he saw the sun rise in the east, he thought, "This is a great power. It must be the king who created me." That whole day he prayed to the sun. In the evening, upon seeing the sun set and the moon rise, he said, "Surely this one rules, even that other power to which I prayed, for it no longer shines." All night he prayed to the moon. In the morning, upon seeing the darkness pass and the east light up, he said, "Surely all these have a king and a ruler who directs them." When God saw Abraham's longing for him, he appeared to Abraham and spoke to him. Zohar 186a. Abraham attempted to convince his father of the folly of idol worship. Terah manufactured idols. Once he went on a trip and left Abraham to sell them in his place. When someone came to buy, Abraham would ask, "How old are you?" The customer would answer that he was 50 or 60 years old. "Woe to this man," Abraham would say. "He is 60 years old, yet he wants to bow down to a one-day-old idol." The man would go away in shame. A woman came in carrying a bowl of flour. She said to Abraham, "Take this and offer it before the idols." He took a stick, broke all the idols, and placed the stick in the hand of the biggest one. When his father came, he asked, "Who did this to them?" "Why should I hide it from you?" replied Abraham. "A woman came in carrying a bowl of flour and said to me, 'Offer this before the idols.' So I offered it before them. This one said, 'I will eat first,' and that one said, 'I will eat first.' The biggest one took a stick and broke the rest." "Why are you fooling me?" said Terah. "Do idols have understanding?" Abraham replied, "Lay your ears hear what your mouth is saying." Bereshit Rabbah 38:8. Eventually, the one true creator that Abraham had worshipped called to him and made him an offer. If Abraham would leave his family and his home, then God would make him a great nation and bless him. Abraham accepted this offer, and the covenant between God and the Jewish people was established. Abraham kept every detail of the Torah and taught it to his sons. Bereshit Rabbah 95:3. Isaac was born on Passover to Abraham and Sarah. From his early childhood, he was taught Torah by his father Abraham and his uncle Shem. Where was Isaac? Abraham had sent him to Shem to study Torah. For Abraham said, "All that I possess is only because I engaged in Torah and mitzvot. Therefore, I do not want it to ever depart from my seed." Bereshit Rabbah 56:11. For Abraham's 10th test of faith, God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac as a burnt offering. This test is known in Jewish tradition as the Akedah, the binding, a reference to the fact that Isaac was bound on the altar. This test also demonstrated Isaac's own faith, for he knew that he was to be sacrificed, yet he did not resist his father. At the last moment, God sent an angel to stop the sacrifice. This story is used to show that God fiercely dislikes human sacrifice and forbids it for all peoples. After the patriarch Abraham died, the Holy One, blessed is he, appeared to Isaac and blessed him. Bereshit Rabbah 61:6. Jacob was born to Isaac and Rebekah. From his early childhood, he was taught Torah by his father, his grandfather Abraham, and his uncles Shem and Eber. No one ever toiled in Torah like the patriarch Jacob. He would go from Shem's house to study to Abram's house, and from Abram's house to study to Abraham's. Tanhuma Bubar Vayishlak 9. Isaac taught Jacob Torah and gave him rebuke in his house of study. Shemos Rabbah 1:1. Jacob and his brother Esau struggled within Rebekah's womb. Esau had little regard for the spiritual heritage of his forefathers and sold his birthright to Jacob for a bowl of stew. After Isaac was tricked by Rebekah into giving Jacob a blessing meant for Esau, Esau became very angry. So Jacob fled to live with his uncle. While living with his uncle, Jacob was deceived into marrying Rachel's older sister Leah. But later he also married Rachel, and Rachel's and Leah's maidservants, Bilhah and Zilpah. Jacob fathered 12 sons, who became the 12 tribes of Israel, as well as one daughter. After many years living with and working for his uncle, Jacob returned to his homeland and sought reconciliation with his brother Esau. He prayed to God and gave his brother gifts. The night before he went to meet his brother, he wrestled with a man until the break of dawn. As the dawn broke, Jacob demanded a blessing from the man, and the man revealed himself to be an angel. He blessed Jacob and gave him the name Israel, meaning the one who wrestled with God. The Jewish people are generally referred to as the children of Israel, signifying their descent from Jacob. As centuries passed, the descendants of Israel became slaves in Egypt. They suffered greatly under the hands of later pharaohs, but God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt under the leadership of Moses. God led them on a journey through the wilderness to Mount Sinai. Here, God revealed himself to the children of Israel and offered them a great covenant. If the people would hearken to God and observe his covenant, then they would be the most beloved of nations, a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. God revealed both the written and the oral Torah, and the entire nation responded, "Everything that the Lord has spoken, we will do." According to Jewish tradition, every Jewish soul that would ever be born was present at that moment and agreed to be bound to this covenant. Basic Jewish beliefs. What are the Jewish beliefs? This is a far more difficult question than you might expect. Judaism has no dogma, no formal set of beliefs that one must hold to be a Jew. In Judaism, actions are far more important than beliefs, although there is certainly a place for belief within Judaism. The closest that anyone has ever come to creating a widely accepted list of Jewish beliefs is Maimonides' 13 principles of faith, which he thought were the minimum requirement of Jewish belief. Yet as basic as these principles are, the necessity of believing each one of these has been disputed at one time or another. Unlike many other religions, Judaism does not focus much on abstract cosmological concepts. Judaism focuses on relationships, the relationship between God and mankind, between God and the Jewish nation, between the Jewish nation and the land of Israel, and between human beings. The scriptures also specify the mutual obligations created by these relationships. So, what are these obligations that Judaism is so concerned about? According to Judaism, these obligations include 613 mitzvot given by God in the Torah, as well as laws instituted by the rabbis and the traditions. Thank you for listening to part 2 of Judaism 101. Shalom.